Hi, I'm Glenn Sage with Tinfoil.com, and I'm here today with
Tyrone Settlemyer of the Online Discographical Project.
And we're both big fans of early wax cylinder recordings.
Glenn, you get a lot of these in the mail. They're made out of wax, they're very fragile. I would imagine that people would really think that these could not survive a trip through the post office.
Well, if people follow the packing and shipping guidelines that we're going to present in this video, and that are posted up also at the website, it can really take just about anything a postal service can dish out.
Anything?
Well, nearly anything. Well, look, why don't we prove it? So, let's pack up a dozen or so cylinders, box them up, and then,
we could throw them out the window, turning end over end until they smashed into the concrete below.
Perfect.
Well, Glenn, I think we've got just the right cylinders for our test here. There's a variety of wax styles. They are all intact without any cracks whatsoever. But, well, the condition is, to put it mildly, they're just,
worn.
Well, they're trashed, Glenn.
Here are the materials needed to properly pack wax cylinders.
Two boxes.
An inner box to hold the wrapped records, and a larger outer box to protect the inner box. There should be at least a 3-inch gap between the two boxes for padding. The thicker the corrugation, particularly for the outer box, the better.
Bubble wrap.
A wax cylinder's best friend.
Packing peanuts. Tape and rubber bands.
And clean paper towels.
Hey, Glenn, what are you doing with all these 78s? I thought you were a cylinder guy.
Now, Tyrone, you know very well these are for my target practice. Now, can we please get back to the packing? So let's start with the records themselves.
Each record should be identified. In other words, place a slip of paper inside the record's core indicating, if known, what the recording is. If the original record slip is available, include that.
It can be a great help in researching the recording.
Of course, the collector should also make a list of all the records being packed and shipped. Once each of the records has been identified and a packing list has been made, each of the records should be placed inside of the cylinder carton.
Right. Now, the cylinder should be snug in the carton, but not forced tight. If you have a record that's rather snug going into a carton, it would be best to find another carton that isn't so snug.
Don't take it for granted that your cylinder cartons are in good structural condition. Sometimes they can surprise you, and the bottoms will fall out.
Gently shake each carton to see if the cylinder is snug inside. If it's loose, you can try making a small pad of a folded clean paper towel and put it under the lid to keep the cylinder secure. You should check both up and down and side to side. Then you wrap the cylinder in a sheet of bubble wrap with the bubbles facing inwardly. And you can use either tape or a rubber band, so long as obviously the rubber band is not exerting too much pressure.
What if the collector doesn't have enough cartons for all of the cylinders that they will be sending?
In that case, I recommend wrapping the bare cylinder in a clean, unused paper towel and gently tucking the ends into the core. Then, as before, wrapping the cylinder in a sheet of bubble wrap with the bubbles facing in. Then, instead of a rubber band, use tape to secure the ends. Once you have all of the individual records wrapped, double check them to make sure there's no loose rattling and that the bubble wrap is all the way around the record.
Cross-check each record with your packing list. Again, here, snug is the key?
Yes, the wrapped record should be packed snugly in the inner box in such a way that there's no loose rattling among them.
And then we fill the remaining space with peanuts.
Perfect. The peanuts and bubble wrap also serve an important secondary role as thermal insulation.
so that temperature changes outside of the box don't affect the wax cylinders inside of the box.
Exactly. Now, one quick double check to make sure there's no loose rattling in the inner box, and then we seal it up. The next step is to place the inner box inside the protective outer box. So we start with peanuts. And the inner box, as you can see, will rest inside with a good 3 inches all the way around. This is very important. So 3 inches at the very bottom and on all sides and on the top. None of these sides can have less than 3 inches. Okay, and then you seal up the outer box. Are we ready for the drop test, Tyrone?
Yeah, we're ready, except you'll have to move, Glenn. It's going to hit you on the head.
Okay, ready.
I don't believe we're doing this. Ouch. Actually occurred as depicted. We took these 12 cylinders and wrapped them carefully, then we dropped them from a height of over 10 feet onto a concrete slab. All 12 cylinders survived perfectly intact.
Of course, this guarantees nothing, but the odds of success are vastly improved by following the packing and shipping guidelines. Please always check the tinfoil.com website first for any updates in that area. And thanks to all of you who helped to preserve our heritage of early recorded sounds. And remember, please, to always call first before shipping any cylinder so that we might be able to work out a schedule and work out any details. Thank you very much, Tyrone.
A pleasure.